Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out, unfortunately. He will be returning Monday. Leroy, are you in Monday?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll have the full gang, minus potentially J Fig on a Monday, which, you know, I would normally be off, but your boy may or may not be taking some other days off. So, you know, want to make sure I'm here as much as possible. You know, got to see Leroy's face as much as possible.
You want to make sure you're here as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is an inaccurate.
As much as possible with making sure that, you know, we got a health management, old people management. You know, I got to make sure I will. Jimmy Butler can do it. I can do it, too. It's totally fine. Let's get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We talked about it in the first segment, first hour of the show last night. Matchup, Thursday Night Football. A pretty good Thursday Night Football game, got to admit. Bengals versus Ravens came down to a missed two-point conversion and a controversial no calls at the end of the game. A 14-point comeback by the Ravens, an MVP season thus far for Lamar Jackson yesterday. Had all the makings of a good game. And is what you're going to see as the competition begins to ramp up in the AFC. So, Dolphins, hopefully you had a pretty good eye on yesterday's game.
Yeah, I just, it was a good game.
Yeah.
But I get more caught up in, like, what's the Bengals record?
They're not great. I believe after yesterday's loss, I think they moved to like 4-6.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're 4-6.
Yeah.
So I wonder how you look at that team, even though you have Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I believe Ja'Marr Chase was quoted as saying he never in a million years thought that him and Joe could be playing as well as they are. And the team be as bad as they are.
Basically, they had a way to throw your other teammates under the bus, buddy.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase wasn't necessarily elegant at the podium last night. He also was quoted as saying, because on that final attempt there, although Ja'Marr Chase had a record-setting game, he also was open on that final play, and Joe didn't even look at him. So he was quoted as saying on the podium afterwards something along the lines of, sometimes I'm open and Joe just doesn't see me. And right. It kind of gave the impression of, like, it wasn't my fault kind of vibe. I was open, no one threw the ball.
Or maybe you should always look for the guy that has 200 and
fair, 100%. But, I mean, you know that sometimes it's not as simple as that.
Here's what happens during a play call.
Yeah.
Okay? And I want to tell you how these things happen. Okay?
Yeah.
When you go over these plays in a game, or in practice, if you get a certain look, you want to look to where you're going to have the advantage.
Yep.
Okay, so say if they put two guys on the left to cover Ja'Marr Chase, that means they have, you know, they have some type of advantage on the right.
Yeah.
So he's looking right. Even if Ja'Marr Chase beats both of those guys, he's looking to where they have predetermined that the advantage is going to be.
Yeah.
And this happens with all plays. It's not just this play with this team. So you have looks like, okay, if it's cover two, right, we're going to look at the tight end. But what if Tyreek is streaking down the middle of the field, down the left side of the field, Tua's not even looking there.
Yeah.
Right? It's just the way the play is designed. And people get on the quarterback or the receiver gets upset when he knows damn well by just looking at the play or looking at the formation of the defense that Joe's going to be looking the other way. Now, he does make a valid point. And a lot of times on these two-yard passes, it's quick. So you ain't got time to be scanning the whole field.
Yeah.
But Ja'Marr Chase is saying, I'm me. I don't care what the play is. You need to look at me.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
I was saying, based off yesterday, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but I'm telling you how these plays are designed.
Yeah.
You know, you look at different coverages. You look at, say, if you have a single safety. You look the safety over. You go back to the guy running the skinny post over the top of the linebacker. Before that safety can get over. So when you throw the ball, it could happen that that safety turns to run over there, right? And then the guy on the right's running free. But, again, he looked them off, went back left. So we're kind of looking at these things after the fact without really knowing the play design or what the quarterback's looking for. Now, what happens in a lot of these situations with Ja'Marr Chase and with Burrow is that he starts scrambling. Then when he starts scrambling, all bets are off.
Yeah.
So that's why he can end up that open all the time.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of those were on the run throws.
Right. Where Ja'Marr Chase is really good at finding the open area.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So now, where that is especially prevalent in is the offense you see with the Dolphins because the ball comes out so quick. So you have to have a good read. You got to be able to identify what's going on very quickly and then make a play based on that. So you don't really hear that from this team simply because the ball is coming out so quick. No, you don't have time to develop, right? So, yeah. So it happens. That's offensive football. That's not a quarterback not knowing his job. That's not a receiver not knowing the rule. But the receiver should know that more than anybody, right? That's why you ever notice periodically you'll see a play and a receiver doesn't really run a really good route. He know he double covered. He know the ball going the other way. So he's going to take a break.
Yeah.
No. That's
and there, I mean, like you mentioned when we were discussing the double team options earlier, I mean, that's a win. That's a win for the offense there because you're taking away another defender.
Exactly. So the fact that Ja'Marr Chase beat both of those guys,
yeah,
right? Kudos to him. But he knows that when he have that look, the quarterback's looking the other way. Now, one of the reasons why I would do that is because if you put three receivers on one side and put one receiver on the left, you're on the 2-yard line. So how many bodies do you need to cover those three guys? Because the throw's already tight. You see what I mean? So I would be more inclined to go to the open field than the single receiver simply because even though he's doubled, there's more room to complete the pass.
Now, yesterday the Ravens were able to pick up the win. While that was going on, Florida Panthers were in action, Leroy. Did you catch any of that?
I did not.
Well, I tell you what, I paid attention because we put together a hockey parlay that got a little bit greedy when we decided to go with the shutout. But after the first period, that shutout was intact. Florida Panthers got out early within the first couple minutes, got out to a 2-0 lead. They ended up winning things 6-2. Very easily against the Nashville Predators. At one point, it was 5-1 before the third period had even started.
Why you go? Because the chili pepper looked good?
Oh, and $10 would have won me $1,900, Leroy. That is a chili pepper I cannot pass up. But
then why didn't you just go with the win?
I also went with the win, where I ended up losing, because I did two parlays. One of them with the shutout, that would have netted me $1,900. And then the other one was just a normal, you know, they'd win, and all these other people would do whatever they needed to do. And I think I nailed four out of those five legs. The problem was I had Sam Reinhart at over 1.5 points. He scored a goal, but...
No assists.
No assists. So... that costed me my parlay there, but it's always one. It's always one leg. Nonetheless, in regards to the Panthers, they can do no wrong in my eyes. Yet again, another stellar season. 10-3 on the season thus far, which, of course, as you can imagine, has them on top of the Atlantic Division.
They just steamrolling. Right now, they just like...
they've won six in a row, and the Maple Leafs are underneath them, the closest team to them. And it's not close. The Maple Leafs have five less points and three less wins right now than the Panthers. So,
how many games in hand do they have? I hate
you know
that
what? None.
So
they've both played 14 games.
I hate that saying so much.
Games in hand.
Yeah, because when you have a game in hand, why are we assuming they're gonna win?
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Only the Winnipeg Jets have a better record than the Panthers in the NHL right now. They are 13-1. But the hottest team is the Panthers because they have won. Oh, I'm lying. The hottest team is the Hurricanes, who have won 8 in a row. Nonetheless, we're in the mix there, baby, and we're playing Panthers hockey. All right. I'm not too good at betting on the Panthers, though. I don't really know what to look for ever. So, and then I ask Show Pony over there, and he doesn't know anything.
Oh, don't ask him a hockey question.
Oh, he gets upset if you ask him too specific of a hockey question.
Yeah, like how is someone gonna learn the rules? Like the crazy thing is that you watch sports, and here's what I tell people.
Yeah,
everybody that watches football can see something different.
Yep.
So I'm not going, my job is not to tell you what you're seeing. My job is to help you understand what you're looking at.
Love that.
You see what I'm saying? To explain, well, why did this happen or why did that happen or whatever. That's my job from being around it and knowing about it, is to kind of let you know, okay, how is that not a penalty? Okay, well, here's why. Why did they do this instead of this? You ask me, hey, why did they go for two? I give you the standard rule, right?
Yep.
So that's my job.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, I don't ever tell people that what they see wasn't accurate.
Yeah.
I just try to help them explain what they're seeing.
Yeah, that makes sense. When we come back, we're going to hear from Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. As he describes, that's how you pronounce it for sure. As he describes his upcoming matchup against the Rams and what to expect from the starting quarterback, we got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Bum, 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 bum. Tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. Judgment comes to you, judgment. Ah! Chicken. Well, sorry, I was mesmerized by your singing.
Hey.
Yeah.
I actually hung out with them.
With Bone Thugs? Yeah. They're from Cleveland, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. What'd you guys do? Talk about life?
No, they went to go see Skip Bayless.
Oh. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. Happy you Friday.
You just got out of the shower. You went synchronized swimmer today?
Why do you always do this to me? No!
I'm going to put it in a bun.
Put it in a bun. Yeah, they were cool, but in the Undisputed Era Steve Scars, Bone Thugs Army. Nah, right now it's it's pretty good. On the way home for Get Wings. I got some fries that came with the wings, and a couple got loose. Oh, they were curly fries, so I picked up the little cluster and you know the little ends of the curly fries. Right. I'm like, boom, boom.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say, like, you dropped a couple of fries, and then when you picked it up, like, just nonsense came with the fry.
Hair.
No, but I know I got, I went in my car this morning, it smelled like fried French fries.
How often do you clean your car? That's my question.
About every week.
Okay. Mm.
You do it, or you take it somewhere, or someone comes and does it?
Sometimes I do it.
Yeah.
Just, like, my wife would be... Big Spoon would be cleaning inside. Yeah. Because like, I'll go golfing and I get back so early, she'll still be cleaning. So I'll just, like, go outside and clean the car.
Stay out the way.
Yeah, I find cleaning the car very therapeutic. So,
huh? Yeah. Well, my problem is a lot of spots I can't reach.
Ah.
So I got to find something to stand on. And it's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah, you got a big car. Rough.
Try to get the top, and then if it's windy, like, you just keep blowing, like, so your car be clean, but everybody else's car have water spots. And then I hate if you go get, here's what I don't understand. Let me tell you something. I'm a common sense guy, right? I try to make sense of all the things that people do. Whether it's in Publix, at customer service, whether I'm at a restaurant, whatever. There's just certain things people do that just don't make no damn sense. So here's what they do when you take your car to get washed. I got to get it hand washed, so you got to take it to one of them places. They wash it, and then they pull it in the shade underneath a canopy. Yeah. Well, you can't see all the spots.
Yeah, right? But so also...
When I drive away, I get home and there'll be some spots because they couldn't see it in the damn dark. So I always ask them, hey, man, why don't you drive my car off in the sun so you could see it?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What's their answer, though? I want to know what the answer is.
The water spots.
One guy said, I ain't going to miss a spot. And so I drove home and then drove my car right back.
Missed the spot. Leroy, you drove it back?
Yeah, I drove it back. Because he was being a smartass. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, he's a professional. I'm like, come on. Oh, okay, guy. Like, come on. Okay.
He's a professional auto detailer.
He's very petty, I've got to say.
I'm not petty.
Very petty.
No, I'm saying
Leroy.
Davey. In general.
But
Davey.
I'm just saying, like, people say I'm being caring. Am I? Is that me being petty? If I pay for my car to get washed and I get home and there's spots all over it because he couldn't see where to wipe?
I feel like going back is just such a waste of time. I would just go ahead and fix the spot myself. That's just too much work.
You literally hit him with it. You missed the spot.
Yeah. No,
take a picture, send it to them or something if you want. But
I said that because the way he was with me when I asked him, why is he drying my car off in the shade when you can't see? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Common sense. I'm just trying to make sense of it. Hey, why are we drying the car off underneath the canopy when the sun's out here, and that's where you can see, you know, make sure you get every spot.
Do they wash the car in the canopy or outside?
No, outside. No. Okay. And then drive it under the canopy.
It's because the sun will dry some of those water spots and leave those water stains.
Yes.
So they do it in the shade or something like that, but then they can't see it. So they end up missing it anyway.
But then you leave the water spots and then you drive home and cook them on there.
Mm.
So what they can do is, you know, after they do that in the shade, they go, they drive back out.
They don't ever do that.
Not good enough, J-Fig. It's not good enough.
Right? Hey, see,
nothing you guys, is ever good enough, guys.
You guys are making this sound like I'm being needy or whatever. And I say, I'm just wanting to get what I pay for.
I think what's the studio is haunted, that? Guys.
Kenneth agrees with you. Yes.
Like, why?
Well, if it's not good enough for Leroy, it's not good enough for me. But hopefully Tua is good enough this weekend. Last week, did you guys see?
I think
he's
going to have a lot of opportunities because their defense is
not great. Not great. Not,
it's okay.
Yeah.
My concerns are on the other side of the ball because they can pick you apart. Somebody said Leroy's doing what fans did to him when he messed up.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm going to tell you like this. This is the honest truth. Playing football ruined my life.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because there is nothing that was expected of me and how I handled myself when I played football, that translates to after I got done with football. Nothing. Nothing. Like, the way fans yell at you for, oh, you suck, you bum, or whatever. If somebody messes up an order and I yelled that to him, I'm caring. You see what I mean?
Yeah, you can't treat people the way you were treated.
I didn't go into playing football as a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
I went into playing football as a kid, a young man. I was 21 years old. So, yeah, scarred me because I thought that everybody lived by these rules, but nobody else does. They come there and demand that you live by these rules, but nobody else in this world lives by those rules. Nobody. So, yeah, I was screwed up. And so, when I say I want what I pay for, I don't need nothing extra, but I want what I pay for, and people get them at, we deal with Dolphins fans every day.
Yep.
When they're 2-6 now. Nobody want to hear why. Nobody cares.
No.
They just want their team to win.
We want what we pay for. Like when we pay top dollar for a quarterback, we want him to be mobile.
We want him to be mobile.
And last week, Tua had an opportunity to scramble on a key fourth down and dove and had everybody scared. Hey,
this is funny. Now at Publix, they ask me if I want my gallon of milk or water in a bag. Hell yeah. Wait, can I just tell you? So
They do that to save on their plastic.
Who they saving? We ain't, they ain't lowering no prices.
Why, yeah, it's but just they like, ran out of it's them. Just, wait, that's why.
It's just like
it's just like
the water bottles right now. The water bottle, you got to hold like a baby bird, because if you squeeze it too tight when you open it, the water gonna squirt out the top because the water bottle's so thin. And they say we saving plastic, but why we ain't saving money if you saving money on plastic?
Mm-hmm.
See? And then you might say, oh, there's Leroy, difficult customers. That's real. Everybody say they doing stuff to save this and save that and save this, but they charging us more money. So they put more money in their pocket by giving us a lesser product. I want the thick plastic bottle that I can put in my cup holder and it ain't gonna get water everywhere, or make it a little bit cheaper and I'll take with the soft serve bottle. See, it sounds silly. It sounds silly, doesn't it? But does it make sense?
I no longer have any segues to play this to a clip left anymore, so I'm just going to go to break
play
at this point.
We're just going to go to break.
This is Blue Chew, and we're going to break.
Hey, guys, it's Tobin. You're not getting the goosies in the bedroom like you used to? Well, I got something for you that'll help you go from gooseless to goosies galore, dude. Give yourself the gift of Blue Chew this holiday season. You know, your partner wants your sex life to be fulfilling. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single, you're trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. Now you can chew it and do it. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. And I got a great deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. That's right. You go to BlueChew.com, and at checkout, you use the promo code SHOWPONY, all one word. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Tell you what, you'll be strutting like a show pony in the bedroom. All you got to do, go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY. You're getting your first month free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
The Avenger from Guardians of the Galaxy, when he was kicking those animals?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Guardians That's of the how Galaxy. I remember most of my music.
Great great soundtrack on Guardians of the Galaxy, not going to lie to you. Pretty
it's
good.
All was 80s music, 70s, 80s music.
Yeah. Smart move on their part. Had a good movie, but no one really was in love with the characters, so you win them over with some good music and some good comedy, and there you go.
Yeah. So people are really people think it's acting out.
What, the car wash or the plastic bag thing?
No, see, and then people say, do you ever chalk it up to an honest mistake? Yeah, I do. All the time. Mm-hmm. I know the difference between a mistake and people being lazy. Right? Right? Yeah. But you've gone to a restaurant and you've sat at a table and you never saw your server and you never got, you know, your drinks and you had to keep flagging people down for a whole meal. And then it was all said and done. She handed you that thing with a tip suggestion on it.
Yeah.
That don't make you mad?
The right? suggestion like, the get, suggestion does not make me mad. The included gratuity, that's the
right,
one
but
where
that's
I'm
what
like,
I'm saying. Some places include it.
Yes.
It's almost like, listen, we're going to give you crappy service, but we're going to include this tip in your bill.
Yeah.
And I know it has to, and let me be fair, I know it has to do with you are getting taxed according to your bill on gratuity.
Yeah.
I understand that. But then shouldn't it be even more important that you give good customer service?
Yeah. Typically,
I think it has to do with people just being lazy and just making an assumption that, oh, I can do this half-assed job, but I'm still going to get a tip. And until more people say, no. Or you go somewhere.
So you're making a stand, essentially. Huh? You're saying you're making a stand. You are making a stand for the underserved person who is expected to tip.
It's not even that I'm making a stand.
Well, you just said if more people.
There's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong.
Yeah.
With asking for what you pay for. I know what a mistake is. Okay?
I mean, I understand that things happen. I understand when you get work, sometimes there's delays. But here's the customer service part of it. Don't just show up, give a call. Say, hey, we're running a little behind, the order didn't come in. We'll get it to you. Fine. Communication. Okay?
I think that, those are for done, high-end establishments.
Get stuff done at your house. The guy that when you buy the service or you have to pay that money up front for a service, and he says this is the time frame it'll be done, and then it starts 3 weeks after that and you haven't heard from the guy, that's bad customer service.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think the NFL did ruin your life.
It did.
Because you have high expectations of customer service because you provided customer service throughout your life and industry.
And here's the funny part about it.
Yeah.
I've been asked.
Yep.
After a game where we played terrible.
Yes.
Right? And they said, hey, did you hear the fans booing? And you know my reply was?
Yeah.
I would have booed our ass too.
Of course. Because see, that's another aspect. Accountability.
So people think that no.
Not a lot of places though have accountability or high standards that you have. For example, and that's not necessarily your fault, but I think if you have these high standards and high expectations,
is high standards just getting what you pay for? That's not a high standard.
Unfortunately, it is. It doesn't seem that way to you, but okay. Unfortunately, that is the life we live, which is one of the many problems of the life that we live. But, you know, I think you were in a position in which you had expectations that you were supposed to meet, and if you didn't meet those expectations, you heard about them over and over and over again until you fixed that and you were expected to do so.
I had a guy who fumbled.
Yeah.
A punt in a game, and after the game, he got his tire slashed.
These are repercussions that are in no other field. No other field. Right. No, right. And I'm talking, there's other repercussions. For example, you know, a police officer can die, a firefighter can die in their job. Right. Cool, we get that. There's deeper repercussions. But no one has the ridicule of a professional athlete that you had to face. Therefore, when Jerome, who makes about $12.99, doesn't know the that money, he should see, probably.
To me, the money has nothing to do with it.
Because a lot of people
go to a football game and think he makes so much money he should be good.
That's what.
And I would say this: if somebody came and offered you that money for the same job, you ain't gonna say no. You're just gonna suck at it.
Exactly.
Right. But you're gonna take that money.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Yeah, I just look, you have PTSD from a field that you were in that had high expectations of you and the expectations you have in the world.
This about does it right here.
Yeah.
Been so bad, I'm giving them a 1 out of 5 customer service on Google reviews.
I got the Dolphins at 1 out of 5. You saw the report cards that came out recently. All the local journalists gave report cards, and like Chris Perkins. Okay. Chris
Karen Perkins said, I called a colleague a charlatan bum and was sent to HR. That's only because I watched this show.
Please do not repeat the activities that you see.
Don't listen
show.
To us.
These are done by trained circus clowns.
Wait, so
we're not the best influence, okay?
Right, but the thing is that people think that I'm asking for something that is unreasonable.
To them, it is unreasonable, but to you, it's not because you've done it.
No, but right? Like, if here, I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And when people ask me to do something, or I tell my boss, fix it, dude. Send me home.
You know, it's sad because I catch myself doing this too. Like, I'll be talking to my friends or family or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they do something, and I'm just like, in my head, I'm just like, -1. Or I don't know. I say something just out of pocket that's only you guys would understand. And they'll be like, wait, what did you just tell me?
So, am I like, and I don't, here's what I don't understand. Like, I want what I pay for.
Yep.
You don't have to give me special treatment, right? I'm not asking for anything extra.
Nope.
How does that make me a Karen?
See, that doesn't make you a Karen at all.
Right. I can understand.
Driving back to the place to say, yo, you missed the spot, smart ass. It's a bit much.
No, but you have to understand the interaction that we had before I left.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If he wouldn't have been so snooty about it,
yeah,
right, then I wouldn't have felt the need to go back. I would have just probably got a towel or something and wiped it off.
Yes, but this isn't the first time.
That he was high brown with me. That meant, oh, okay, smart ass. Let's here. You missed the spot. Get it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's not on me, though.
You can't right the wrongs of the world, Leroy. You're one person at a time.
I'm not trying to right the wrongs of the world.
It seems like you are.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not trying to right the wrongs of the world. I just think that if I pay for something, I want what I pay for.
Yeah.
Right? And I have a rule, and I tip well.
Yes.
But let me explain something to you. You don't work for me. I come here and purchase the food. I am grading the food. If the service is great, I give money to. It ain't your fault if the food is terrible. I don't blame you if the food's bad. Because you ain't cooking the food.
I think you're walking accountability, though. You are walking accountability. You should have had that food ready. If you didn't have it ready, you should have called me.
But accountability.
But it goes further than just customer service. Because then it's also, you're fat. And then it's like, what? and then Leroy's like, this guy's fat. And then we're like, Leroy, you can't say that. And he's like, well, this guy shouldn't have made so much. That's not my problem. On to the next accountability. I mean, hey, this guy can't drive.
But no. Why? And see, here's the problem. So my boy, Eric Metcalf, yeah. Right? Whenever we would go somewhere, like when we were playing together, we would go somewhere and something would happen. And everybody in the group would look over at me.
Well.
Because they say, you know, he ain't letting us go, right? I say, I ain't saying nothing. And then they would like egg me on because they wanted to be entertained by like.
They know. But it's just. Can't help it. You're walking here, mayhem.
Here's what I think it is. I think if we had more respect for one another, that these things wouldn't happen.
Yep.
And I don't necessarily take it as a sign of disrespect, but I take it from a standpoint of, if I try to do something for you and I say I'm going to do it, damn it, it's going to get done because I put my name on it. And some people don't care. And I take that personally. Hmm. I take it personally that I am so insignificant to you that you don't even care about doing the service that I paid for. And so I get offended by it.
Correct.
And that has more to do with how I handle myself.
Yeah.
Because the way I handle myself, I expect people to treat me like that.
I think that's your issue.
Right? And so from that standpoint, there's people I won't even speak to.
Yep.
Because they didn't give me the common courtesies of being a man. Or an adult. I don't have time for you. I don't need you.
I think you should apply that same method to restaurants. There should be certain restaurants you just don't talk to no more because they didn't accept the value that you provide as a customer. Because you're a good customer and you're going to be a repeat customer and you're going to tip well every time. But if you don't...
Here's the funny part. Yeah. If you ask the people at the deli I go to at Publix, they love me.
Yeah.
Probably. They love me. Yeah.
Do you scold people in line too? People who skip or they...
Oh, no. Let me tell you. I got this story. He's
walking accountability.
It almost went down.
Wow.
So, Sunday, I'm getting... We're getting a sub at Publix.
Yep.
Got the order. It's me and another guy. And these two girls walk up and they go, we not cutting, we ordered online. Right. Then mysteriously they start making a sub.
Oh.
So I'm like, no, you're cutting.
Huh.
And they go, no, we ordered online. I said, that's between you and them. That ain't between us two. We ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, situations like that, should I just be like, oh, I'll just let them go? Because
once
aren't
again,
they,
technology is trying to take
aren't
them
they
over.
Being aren't they being Karens?
No, that's a different one. I think that's like a snowflake or something like that. That's a different
right.
one. That's
right.
That's an entire. I think snowflake is a word that they use. I don't know.
It's a new term.
It's yeah, like a thing but, that people call liberals
okay,
or young people.
Like princess. Okay, princess. You.
Yeah. Like no, a person who's entitled.
It's basically young Karen.
An that's entitled millennial is what a yes. snowflake is.
So I take offense to that.
Millennial or less.
I take offense to that because you're basically saying that you are better than these other people in line.
Yeah. Well, essentially,
and
yeah,
so
that's what they're saying.
I take offense to that.
Take a lot of things personal, Leroy. You shouldn't take so many things personal.
No, I don't.
You just got offended by them ordering a sub online.
No.
And then
no,
thinking
no,
that they
not,
can skip the line.
See?
No. And then thinking they can skip the line.
Wait a minute. If yeah. you waiting in line and somebody just jump in front of you, you ain't going to say yeah. nothing?
No, I am going to say something for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Nah,
I'm
going to
let my face say something.
No, I ain't going to. My mouth going to say something.
Karen would have been calling the police.
That would have been. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Been too much.
Yeah.
Policia! Yeah. When we come back, we will determine whether or not we'll have an opportunity to hear Tua speak before the game. We got trivia and we got dead to me. We got an action-packed final hour of the show.
We had an action-packed first 3 hours.
We did, definitely.
We learned about Leroy's trials and tribulations
I think you should write a book of how football ruined your life.
And yeah. also, I think there's a potential that you remember the Anthony Bourdain No Reservation show. He just went everywhere and whatever experienced life. I think if we have Leroy just be walking accountability, we can improve America one episode at a time. So
no, I've been wanting to just for a long time. Since I got on this show, I've been wanting to follow you around, Davey.
Leroy!
Let us do that.
We're going to make Leroy a TV star, and we'll be back.
Do a little GoPro.
Just attach a GoPro to you, have a camera crew with you.
I'm ready.
Following from far. We're gonna get you famous, dude. We'll get you viral. We'll get it going.
I'm
we got that
you,
and much
people
more.
People in my area like me. I'm very friendly. I'm like, I just don't have time for the foolishness.
Leroy's show, I don't have time for the foolishness. Coming to a TV near you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.